Barbara Friedman with us this morning, and we have topics to discuss on what is trending on social media. Barbara handles social media for Cape Talk and for everything else in and around the building. And we were I was chatting with Graham about the incident that led to now a case, and she needs to appear in court on the 27th of the 3rd. So somebody once again did the Penny Sparrow and Katsavelas and so many before who have done this, and who have this is now a criminal injury case, and the criminal injury case obviously is a more blanket criminal injury case than directed against one particular person, and obviously it's going to be resting with the Equality Court, and the Human Rights Commission will get involved. What happened, Barbara?
Yeah, so this is obviously the trending hashtag now, hashtag Belinda Magor. I'm probably just pronouncing that completely wrong. Magor. Magor.
Yeah, the police have confirmed it's M-A-G-O-R, so it's Magor, yeah.
So, look, this she allegedly was the person behind this voice note that was shared on a WhatsApp group calling for black people, black men, accusing black men of raping everyone and calling for them to be killed instead of pit bulls. Obviously, her love for animals. I mean, it's such an extreme view. It's so awful to hear. I mean, I know Lester played a little bit of it on his show this morning. He didn't want to play the full voice note. I've also thought, I don't even want to hear those words. It's just so awful. Maybe for some people, they should hear it just to hear how that is. I mean, I know one of the things we were discussing before was maybe the WhatsApp, new laws around that kind of thing. If you're the admin of a WhatsApp group and this kind of stuff comes on your group, you are actually obliged to delete it.
The key about being an admin on a WhatsApp group, and sometimes it is better to be, two or three people as admins on a WhatsApp group. So if somebody doesn't pick it up, somebody else will pick it up. And it's essential, with the legal part of being an admin on a WhatsApp group, or even the legal part of you taking that particular information and retweeting or resending or reposting that particular information is also not okay. And I think that's the angle we need to look at. How do admins in terms of a WhatsApp group, how do you cope? How do you operate, and how do you actually find? I find myself as an admin on about two or three WhatsApp groups, but I have assistance. In the one Telegram WhatsApp group, we're about six or seven people who work different shifts, so we always are awake. You can't catch us out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I think also these incidents like the Penny Sparrow one, like the Katsavelas one, like this one, I think what has changed in this in the country is that these things are either done on social media or there's a video that's shared. And so it becomes, there's proof of it in a way that maybe, in days gone by where people were equally racist, there wasn't that kind of evidence that was shared so widely. And it has changed things. And I have seen people on Facebook, on groups, on things like that. I'm not talking about WhatsApp group, because I'm really not actually on a WhatsApp group where people would talk like that.
Not even your family?
To be honest. No, I don't I have no family at groups. No, flipping, I hope not. But even on Facebook, on bigger sort of forums, like, you'll see people making comments that are just so, so bad. And I always think to myself, do they really think that that isn't going to come back to bite them? I'm amazed that people feel like it's their right to say the most horrific things. I don't understand.
But I think that's where we actually feel that we can hide on Facebook, and
people are outing you.
We think that Facebook is non-confrontational.
Well, it is very confrontational.
When it comes to that. I think the admins on a WhatsApp group need to be very alert and very awake. Very often admin groups, for instance, like an EMS group or an emergency group or a traffic accidents group, most of these groups are generally there for just information sharing,
for opinions.
Yes, and one of the tips that I want to give admins on a WhatsApp group is that only admins can post here.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that you should be putting on your admin group, is only admins can post here. So, nobody can chit-chat on your group.
Yeah, fair point.
And then a whale caused quite a bit of a stir on the beach in
Strand. Yeah, I mean, I now hear that it sort of probably died of old age. It was a massive whale carcass that had it sort of was in the shallow waters and then embedded into the sand. And I don't know, I mean, on my Facebook and on other social media posts, there were just so many videos and photos and comments of people in the Strand area flocking to the beach to look at it. Then obviously the warnings from the NSRI that the oils and from the whale carcass cause shark activity, because obviously they know there's some meat out there to come and forage on. But that is now cleared. And there is no more threat. There's no more shark threat in the area. But I think that of all the videos, the more recent one that I saw, which was posted by Drone Fanatics SA. It's this guy that does a lot of drone footage. But this was just a video of the whale carcass on, what do you call it? Like a truck,
flatbed
truck. Yeah. I knew you would know the name of that. With traffic police and sort of like driving in front of it.
Mm.
And there was something kind of really strange about seeing that poor old huge carcass on the back of that flatbed truck whizzing along the highway. But anyway, that's because they finally managed to get it off the beach and take it away.
Yeah, it normally
that was the big story.
Normally
of the
goes to Fisher's Hawk for landfill and stuff like that.
I did wonder about that.
And it was just basically that the whale had died of old age.
Yeah, it's not
anything. We're such an inquisitive species. We actually want to poke our noses everywhere. Some of it was actually quite nice, and some of it was concerning. And the number of it was actually quite good, but yeah, you got to be these days. You have to be very selective and say, listen, you know what? This is what I want to see on Facebook, or this is what I want to watch on Facebook, and this is what I don't want to see on Facebook.
I mean, I know some people. There was a friend of mine who posted on Facebook and said she'd gone to see, and she just said it was actually quite incredible to see this whale so close up. So I don't think it was all bad. Like, I think there is something – it's not something you would see often, an ordinary person. Mm. But I think, you know, it's never good to flock around these things when there's rescue services trying to come up with a plan to remove the carcass. Anyway.
Yeah, we're just very inquisitive as a species, in any case.
We love to know everything.
Fired for being boring.
Yeah, I know.
This is probably me.
Yes.
And I don't know about but, you know, the office party.
No, probably not.
The office party is something that.
No, I mean, I'm
chat
also,
to us about this.
Yeah, so this is a case that has. This article's been shared on the New York Post and a few other sites. In the last few days. And this man in France has won the legal right to be, inverted commas, boring at work. And he actually got quite a big payout from the company that was involved for firing him. The case actually started 7 years ago, so it's taken him years to get justice for himself. But this Frenchman was fired for being too boring, and he's now been vindicated after a court ruled that his former company's definition of fun violated his rights. And the decision was made earlier this month. It was only published this week, which is why it's being shared. And basically, the firm was forcing employees to participate in seminars and end-of-week drinks, frequently ending up in excessive alcohol intake, and encouraged by associates who made very large quantities of alcohol available. So this is what came out in court. And this man, called Mr. T, he didn't want to be part of this. And it's very interesting because they're saying that in France, the culture of this in the workplace is quite intertwined with your workplace. They call it business development, or BD. And it's all about maintaining relationships with existing clients and trying to win new clients, and obviously within your company as well. So they have these kinds of drink fests. And he just wasn't wanting to partake in it. And so he was fired. And now, 7 years later, after being in court for a very long time, he's finally won his sort of fundamental right to dignity and respect of private life. And he got some form of reparations from them. And I just thought it was an interesting case. Well, I think, you know, 7 years had passed. I don't think that was his aim, really. Mm. But I think he just wanted to be vindicated.
I think he's a voice for so many people out there who – you know, don't necessarily want to partake in especially in the side of the alcohol. I don't mind office parties, you know. I mean, we have a number of them during the course of the year, and they're incredibly enjoyable because entertainment is arranged and everything. And there's no major emphasis on alcohol at office parties and things like that. But I mean, certain office parties, it has to be alcohol, it has to be drink, it has to go hand in hand with that. And if you through your convictions, be they religious or otherwise, do not drink at all, then you don't find these office parties very entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is that the BBC, in their report, they actually spoke to a London-based lawyer who goes by the name of Patrick, who told the BBC of passing the bar exam, in inverted commas, you know, like the alcohol bar, the bar exam. And he said BD, business development, involves booze as a social lubricant. It makes people more willing to loose up and bond. He said, if you don't do BD successfully, chances are you won't ever become a partner. I mean, he's talking about the company that he was working in. And I don't know if this is true, because I've never had this experience. But can you imagine if you work in a company where this kind of behavior is so much part of the work rubric? That, like, at the end of the week or whenever it is, you know, you need to go and schmooze with clients, you need to drink. And if you don't, like in this case, this guy got fired. I mean, is that possible? I suppose it is. I don't think it's...
I suppose it is. I think that's probably the first case, but I think he's become a voice for a number of people who don't enjoy the office party. Barbara Friedman chatting to us, and you can catch up on those discussions on capetalk.co.za.